Here, Mishnayis, Masechta Poro, Perakei, Mishnalef, Hamevi Klicheres Lechatis. When they go to get a Klicheres, an earthly Kli, that eventually they plan to use to put in it Mayim Chaim and to put the ashes of the Poraduma to make a Kiddush of the Mechatis. So they go to fetch the Klicheres, Hamevi Klicheres Lechatis, so Toivol. First thing you have to do is, even though the Kli maybe is Torah, You bought a new kli, but still you have to put it into the mikvah. You have to be tovel l'shem chatis, and that's like a chumrim in the rabbanin, that you have to be tovel l'shem chatis. Now, v'lo nala kishon, that the Tanakam holds that you have to watch the kli, like be there when they're put it in the oven, to first bake the kli, that even before the kli is ready, you have to be there, like to sleep there, to watch it, to make sure no amoritz touched it, that has no tumah. That's the Tanakama, that v'lon. Mamash have to sleep there by the kivshin, that as soon as they put it into the oven, you have to be there even before it's a gemar malacha, to make sure it had no tumah. Reb Yehuda says, no, af min habayi, so maybe the kosher. No, you can go and buy a kli cheres from the house where the person is selling it, and it's kosher to be used. Why shakil nemona malachatis? Anybody is believed to say that the kli cheres is torah, since he knows you want to use it for the paraduma. Everybody knows for the paraduma you have to use the tyra, so you could trust even an amoritz. You could trust him if he tells you this kli is torah. Now, uva truma, what's going to be though if you want to use this kli for truma? Then poseach es hakiv shemenoitel. And even if you would agree, you can't just trust somebody. But you have to be there when they open up the oven to take it out. But you don't have to be there like the Tanakama when they put it into the oven to sleep there when it's in the oven. It's enough just that you have to be there when they open up the oven and take the kli out of it. If you are there and you see that no amoritz touched it, so then you're allowed to use that kli to store your trumah in it. Rabbi Shimon and Rishimon says, min asayid rasheini. It's not enough to be there when they open up the oven. The first row of kelim you should not use. You have to be afraid maybe an amoritz was there first and touched the first row. So you have to take a kli from the second row. And Rabbi Yosi Yoimen, no, min asayid v'ashlishi. You have to be makpah to take a kli from the third row. Now this you have to be afraid from the first two rows, maybe an amoritz touched it. So you have to take from the third row. And the last two machlokes in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi is talking about for truma. That he's more machmor to say the third row, or else the second row. Mishnah Beis. Hamatfil kli lechatos b'mayim sheinim ruyim lekadish. Let's say you have this kli cheres that you plan to use to eventually put the mechatis in it. And first you dip it into water. You matfil the kli, let's say in a mikvah, which is not mayim chayim. So locharis tzarech lanagib. If you take it out of the mikvah, you have to dry off the kli, to make sure none of that water is still in the kli later when you put the mayim chayim in there, it should not be mixed up any other water. What's going to be though, b'mayim shem ruyim lekadosh? Let's say when you first bought this kli cheres, like we learned the mission before, you're supposed to be tovel it l'shem chatis. You put it into the river, you put it into mayim chayim, then the locher is ain't tzarech lanagib. You do not have to dry it out first before you use it to put the mayim chayim in, because it's also mayim chayim. But let's say you plan to put in this kli cheres now mayim mekdoshim, means water that already has its kiddush from the eifer of the mechatis. Then the locher is benkach lebenkach tzorach lanagiv. Even though you table it, let's say riffin mayim chayim, but so what? Since that mayim chayim does not have kedusha on it, and now you plan to put in mayim kedoshim, so if we have to first dry it out well to make sure there's no other water in it, should not get mixed up with the mayim mukadoshin. Mishnah Gimel, keruya shetvilu b'mayim. Let's say you have a dried out pumpkin that you're using this for kli to make a kiddush of a mechatis in it. So first, after you made it dried out into a kli, you put it into a mikvah shetvilu b'mayim sheinim roim lekadosh. You put it into a regular mikvah, not a mayim chayim. The locher is mikadshim bo ashetitamei. Still, you're allowed to use this kli to eventually put mayim chayim into, put the efer a paraduma. You can make kiddush there. Kol zman the kli did not become tamei. So the kiddush here is, even though it was a pumpkin and you first put into the mikvahs, I would have thought to say the water gets sapped into the pumpkin and it can't come out. So maybe later when you make a kiddush in it with the mayim chayim, some of the original mikvah water would come out. Kamashma, no, we're not afraid about that. As long as the pumpkin is tor, it was not tamei, you could use it. Nitmo, let's say this pumpkin once became tamei, then alocha rezein mekachin, then you cannot use it for kiddush mechatis. As even though you put it into the mikvah, but now we're afraid, no, maybe later some tipa tameya that was still stuck inside the pumpkin will come out later. So we're not only afraid that mikvah water would come out, we're afraid here that since the kli was tamei, that tamedik water would come out later. So here we're more machmir. Here we say you cannot use this dried out pumpkin to make a kiddush mechatis if the kli was already tamei once. Now Rabbi Yeshua says, he says, he argues, if you can make a kiddush here at the beginning, so after soifi kaddish bo means even though it became tamei once this kli, and you put into the mikvah, so what? If you're telling me at the beginning, even though it wasn't tamei, also you have to put it into the mikvah. So if you say that mikvah water dries up and does not come out later, so therefore you're allowed to use it for kiddush later. So even though it was tamei, you put it into the mikvah, it should be the same svara. We should not be afraid that any tamedik water would come out later. And in Eino in the Kaddish Baba Seif, if you hold no, like you just said, that once the kli becomes tamei, you cannot use it anymore for kiddush mechatis, even though you put it into the mikvah, because you're afraid some tamedik water would come out. If so, aflei batchila, even if the kli is tahor, but since you put it into a mikvah water, so let's be afraid some of that water would come out later, and it's not mayim chayim. So, meaning to say, Rabbi Yeshua's machmer to say, even betchila, you should not use this pumpkin for a kli. But since if you put it into a mikvah water, you have to be afraid maybe some of that water would come out later into the mayim chayim. Therefore, you should not use this kli for kiddush mechatis. Now the Mishnah says, benkach or benkach lo yoisa b'seicha mayim gdoshim. It said whether this pumpkin was ever tamei or whether it wasn't tamei, but you should not put into it now mayim mechatis, that's already kodesh. As when the water is ready, has its kedusha, you already put the efer into mayim chayim in a different kli that has its kedusha. Now you want to pour it into this pumpkin. Here we're more machmer, we are afraid that maybe some water is still sapped in to this pumpkin and will come out into the mayim chayim, into the mayim kedushim, and then we're more machmer. Even though Tanakam holds we're not machmer stam by putting in the mayim chayim later, but of course you first make the kiddush later. Well, you already have the mayim kedushim. Here we're machmer, afraid don't put it into this pumpkin because afraid maybe some other water would come out to be mariv mixed up with it. Now Mishnah Dalet. Shefoiferes, that's like a pipe made out of a reed. Shechatocho lechatis, if you cut it off to be used for the chatis, means you're masakin to make it into a kli that it could be mekabel something, so it's royal mekabel tum also, and you plan to put inside it either the efer chatis or the mayim chayim. So Reb Yeliezer, Reb Lezer holds yat fil miyat. It's supposed to be toifel at first. Put the shefoiferes into mikvah. Do it l'shem chatas that we had before to make sure it has the tosefes kedusha. However, Rabbi Yeshua says no yitame. This kli that we plan to use for the mechatis, first you're supposed to make it tomei. Let us share it, touch it, v'yatful, and then we'll put it into the mikvah, and we'll use it today when it's called the tful yayim. And hakol, and the reason is that we have before to go against the tzedukim. The tzedukim used to darshan that you can't use a kli or a person. That's a tful yayim. You have to wait till Erev Shemesh. We want to show not like that. So this kli that we use to make the kli, the mechatis in also, we would make sure it's tamei, and then we'll put it into the mikvah. It'll be called the tful yayim, and we hold you're allowed to use it for the mechatis. The hakil ksherim lekadish. Anybody is kosher to make the kiddush means to put the efer into the mayim, even an isha, even an eved, even an drugnis. Chutz micheresh shayt v'kotin. Only a fool or a cheresh deaf and dumb or a kotin on the bar mitzvah cannot do it. Reb Yuda mach shebekotin. Reb Yuda holds no. A kotin is also mutter. The Tanakam holds, the pasuk says, the osaf ish tor, has to be ish and not a kotin. Reb Yuda holds no. Even a kotin is also kosher.
O poisob isha me'adrugnis. He holds though in each is possible. Because it says lashon of v'nosan v'loy v'nosno. And therefore, since an isha is possible me'adrugnis, which is a sophic, if the man's an isha or an ishi, he has both simonim, he's also possible to make the extra of mechatis. Mishnehei. Bechol ha'kelim mekachim. Any type of a kli you could use to make the mechatis. Whether it's the kli cheres, whether it's eitz, whether it's wood, all kelim you could use. And the chiddush is afilu bechle glolim. Even though the kli is only made out of the manure of an animal. Bechle avonim, with a kli made out of stone. Or bechle adoma, made out of clay. Even though these kelim are not makabotuma, still it's called the kli. The pasuk just says, v'nosa mayim akeli, any kli is kosher. Uvasrina makachim, but who then you could use a ship, a boat you could use. It's also called the kli, the base kibble, you can make a kiddush in the srina. Uvasrina makachim bod. The aim makachim lay bitfana sakelim, in case you have a kli that broke, and you want to use just its sides of the kli, and that's what's left over from the whole kli, just the sides, even though it has the base kibble, that's no good. Vulay bishulei hamachatz, and not the bottom of a machatz. Like a machas, or some says like a ladle that used to fetch the water in it. So it's not called the base kibble by itself, therefore you can't use that for a kli to mekadish the mechatisin. V'loi b'shulei ha-machatz. V'loi b'megufas ha-chavis, and not with the cover of a barrel, even though the cover has a little base kibble there, but it's not meant to store there, therefore you can't use the cover of a barrel. V'loi b'chofnov, not in your hands, you can't put in your hands to put the mayim there, mefnei shem memalin, v'yei nekachin, v'yei mazim, mechatis, ela b'kli, it has to have a shem kli, and a person's hand is not called a kli. Ein matzilin b'tzomit posel ela kelim. So that is halacha. If you have the kli cheres sealed tight, so whatever's inside of this tor, even though this kli is inside an oil hameis, that's only b'kelim. If it's a kli, and it's sealed tight, so a type of a kli that's not makabel tumah from the outside, therefore, even though it's in an oil hameis, and usually in an oil hameis where a meis is in the same room, the tumah goes all over, but if the kli is sealed tight, that protects the tumah, does not come into the kli. So being sealed tight only helps on a kli. If the thing would not have a shem kli on it, even though it would be sealed tight, it would not protect the tumah from coming in. Shein matzilim miyad kli cheres ela kelim. Now there's another type of halacha, that shein matzilim miyad kli cheres ela kelim. If you have inside a kli cheres something that's tamei, so usually we said halacha is anything that's in the same avir, even though it's not touching the mace or the tumah, also becomes tamei. If you have a cheres in the kli cheres, so anything else that's in the same avir, the same space, even though it's not touching it, also becomes tamei. Let's say there's a kli mafsik, there's a hefsik there. Let's say you have one kli inside another kli, and the tumah is inside the outer kli. So if you have food in the inside kli, that food does not become tummy. Because the kli is matzil. It's the same thing. Shein matzilim yad kli cheres ela kelim. What protects it to be considered another kli? The tumah does not come in. Only a kli and not something else. Mishnah Vov. Deitzat ha-yotrim. Means in the place where they're forming the clay and have like an egg shape, a lump of clay. So Beitus HaYotzim is Ksheira. This is kosher to be used for Mechatis. It's called a Kli already. Even though you didn't put it into the oven, they didn't bake it yet, still it's called a Kli. Rabbi Yossi, Pesach, Rabbi Yossi says no, that it's not called a Kli, because it's not Nigma Malachter, since you plan to bake it in the oven, so before you finish baking, it's not called a Kli. That's called Rabbi Yossi Pesach. Beitus HaTanagirlis, what's going to be a regular egg? That you have a hen's egg. What's going to be, could you use that for a Kli or not? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah Machshir, and yet that's also called a kli. It's kosher l'kadosh bo. The Chachamim poysim, Chachamim say it's possible because it's not kosher of a kli. An eggshell is not called a kli, and a loch is like a chachamim. We negate other lochas also, and we can make kiddush with it or not. If we hold all the mice, an eggshell is not called a kli, it can't be used at least for kiddush mechatis. Mishnah Zayin. Ha shoykes, that's the throw. Shebasela, you have a rock that you hollowed out in the rock, a place that the animals come and drink water from it. It's a base kibble there in the stone that water comes in there and the animals drink from it. They have a throw there. So hashoikes, shebasela, it's in the stone, in the rock. Same memalin bo. You can't use this now to put the mayim. A memalin bo, you can't fetch the water from the mayim chaim in it. And the ein mekatrin bo, you can't put the mayim chaim into it and put the efer chatis into it. Because since it's still attached to the ground, it's not called a kli, so it's not fit to be used for either one of these two. The mazim imenu, the same thing, if you have already mechatis and put it into this throw, you can't use it to be mazim from it, because this is not called the kli, it's not called the kli. What's going to be, and the ein tzricha tzamit posel. Let's say this is in a room that you have a mace there. The halacha is, when the has to be sealed tight, that the tumor does not come in, only if it has a shem kli. But here, this stone, since it's attached to the ground, it's called like part of the ground. It's not called the kli. Therefore, the halacha is, as long as it's covered, even though it's not sealed tight, if you have, let's say, a ditch in the room, as long as you have a covering over it, that protects it that the tumor does not come in. So again, if you have a mace in the room, the tumor goes all over. But if you have a kli cheris in the room, there it protects what's inside it as long as it's sealed tight. But if it's not called a kli, but just a ditch in the ground, then as long as it's covered, it's enough. There also, the tzricha tzamit posel does not have to be sealed tight. It's enough just to have a covering on top of it. And the ein pasalas hamikvah, the water is going through this like a hole in the stone, so it does not become mayim shuvim, because the stone is not called a kli, so the water would not pass on the mikvah. What's going to be hoysa kli? Let's say first the stone was uprooted and had a shen kli on it. It was a utensil. And then the chibra besid, now you cemented it down with sid with lime to the ground. So now the locker is still called a kli. And therefore, memalin bo, you could use it to fetch the mayim chaim with it. Or mekatrin bo, if you have mayim chaim in it, you could put the efer of the paradum in it. Or mazim imenu, if you have the kiddush ready inside it, you can now sprinkle from it. Or tzricha tzamit posel, it's called the kli, that'll only protect tumas meis if it's sealed tight. Or pastelas as a mikveh, and if water would run through this, it's sidit mayim shuvim, and that water then goes into the mikveh, pass on the mikveh. What's going to be nikfo milamat? Let's say there was a hole on the bottom of this stone. Opokoko bimisartit. You put, let's say, a towel there to stuff it up with. You put a shmata there to stuff it up with. A rag to stuff it up with. Alokhris hamayim shabatech absulim. The water inside this thing now is called posel. To be used in stone for mechatis. Mifnei sheinim agulam akli. It's not called like surrounded by a kli. The bottom that's holding it up is the rag, not the kli. Therefore, the water inside is posel lemiloi or lekiddush lazov v'mechatis. Because not considered the water is inside a kli, but rather it's held up by this rig. What's going to be though min hatzad? Let's say the hole was on the side of the kli, or popikov v'mesarta, then you clogged it up with a rig. So then hamayim shavtechik sherim. The water inside is still kosher for mechatis for Kiddush Bazor, Evnei Shein Agunam Kli, because it's called the bottom that's holding it up is the Kli, it's called inside the Kli, therefore it's still called the Kli, the water is kosher. Also Loya Torah Shotit. Let's say you made, let's say like a crown around the top of it, made out of clay. On the top you fitted it with the rim of clay. V'holucha Mayim L'Shem, and the water was filled up to the top and reached that top thing, Sobsulim. The water becomes posnal and midlo kiddush lazor, because the ator of the top clay is not called a kli, so the water is not called totally in a kli. What's going to be the mahoya bori? Let's say this top clay was very firm enough, hoya bori kadeshi not limo, that you could just pick up the clay and the kli would come with it. Then ksher min chanami, then takas kosha. Then it's called the bottle to the kli, it's called part of the kli, then it'll be kosha. Now, Mishnah Ches. What's going to be if you have Shtei Shekois? You have these two throws, these two holes in a stone that water goes through it. Shebev and Achas is in one stone. So it's like this. Kiddush Achas Men, let's say you put the Efer of the Mechatis into one hole. It's Hamayim Shebeshni Einem Kodoshim. The water in the other hole is not Kodesh, because there's no Chiba, they're not attached. So even though they're both Mayim Chaim, but one has the Efer, one doesn't have the Efer, one has the Kedusha, one is not. What's going to be hayu nekuvas zula zul? Let's say there was a hole attaching both of them together. Kishvaferas hanoid, the the width of a pipe, which is usually the width of two fingers, you could turn around in it. That's called Shveras Hanoi, that's called an attachment. So then we consider the two bodies of water attached together like it's one body of water. Or else, Oisho Yamayim Tzofen Agabeim. As I say, the water was flowing on top and touching the Afilu Kaklipas Hashum, even though such a small layer of water flowing, the size of a garlic shell, still that's mechaba these two waters together, and therefore the kiddush esachas. And then let's say you threw the ether of the paradum into one of them, hamayim shebishniyam mukadoshim, the water in the second one is also kaddish. Here there's a good chibur, the water is mekaddish it. Mishnah test. What's going to be shtei avonim? You have two stones, two rocks. Shekifan zulazu, you put them close one to another. Fiyason shaykes, between these two stones now, like you made into a throw, in the middle there's a spot there where you can put water. Vechein shtei arevis, so it's the same thing if it have two type of a kneading pins. Vechein hashaykes shenechger, if you have a regular shakas, that's split in half. So hamayim shebeneyem einam kedoshim. The water in between them is not Kaddish. The water in between them is not called inside a Kli. So therefore, I can't have any Kiddish. What's going to be, though, a son besid oy begifsis? Let's say, though, you cemented them together. You made a good chibra of the two stones, or else the two arevis, or the two shakath. That's like one Kli now. Either besid oy begifsis, another type of a plaster, and you pick them up now together, so that's called the good chibur, like one big kli. Therefore now, hamayim shebenei and mekadoshim, the water found in between them is kodesh, that could be used for mechatis. That's called the mayim is b'teicha kli, and therefore now it's fit, either to fetch the water that way, or to make the kiddush there, or to be mazeh from it.
You're up to perek ishishi. Mishnah, Hamakadesh, if somebody takes the ether of the poro and is about to put it into the water, Hamakadesh, now v'nofel akidesh al yodoi, before the ashes fall into the water, first they fall on your hand, or else al yatzad, they fall on the side of the kli, on the side of the shaykas. The yachakar, then later, nofel el shaykas, then later the ashes, like by themselves, either the wind comes or by themselves, they fall into the shaykas, they fall into the water, the loch is possible. It's not called the Maisa Kiddush, because the loch of the Maisa Kiddush is it has to come mikoyach adam. It has to be that a person throws it with his strength into the water, and here that the issues came by themselves, it's possible. Nofal minash beferes la shoykes possible. The same thing. Let's say the issues that were in the shoferes type of a pipe. So the issues that were in the pipe fell by itself into the shaykes, into the water, again, posel, because there's no koyach adam. What's going to be notal mishpaferes v'chisa? Let's say you took out some ashes with your hand from mishpaferes, from the pipe where you store it in, and then before you put the ashes into the water, you went and you covered the mishpaferes. Or else, oishahege fesadelis, or else you went to close the door of the house between taking the ether and putting it into the water. The locher is ha-kidesh kosher. This efer is still kosher to be used, as even though you did a melacha in between you working with the efer, melacha work does not passel the efer itself. But v'hamayim sulim, you're not allowed to use this water that you fetched for the mechatesh, you can't use it anymore. Because since you did a melacha, you did some work, which is not pertaining to the paraduma, in between, that passels the water. Now, so Matalik is exactly what's the reason why does Malacha passel, whether it's a din Malacha, whether it's a loch in Hestachadas. But I call upon if you do work while you're being Isaac in the Afer, before you make the Kiddush in the water, so the water becomes passel. But not the Afer, not the Yeshus itself. What's going to be Zakof or Boritz passel? Let's say if you took the Yeshus out of the Shpheris, out of the pipe, you went now and you erected it, you put it up straight, let it stand on the ground. So, before you put the ashes into the water, that's also called the melacha, and that passels the kiddush. V'shamlecha sekifa passels the water. But what's going to be l'toich yod? Let's say you just pick it up straight in your hands, and you don't want the ashes to fall out all on the side.
to just pick out the seferos in your hand, then kosher. That's not why b'nei she'efsher, or some of the girsa l'fi she'efsher. It's impossible to do any other way. Like you have to save the esher. They sin just full on the floor. So this is not considered a malacha, or a special work you did, and therefore the water is still kosher. It's a kosher l'kiddush. Mishnah Beis. For your kiddush tzof al pnei hamayim. Let's say means the ashes of the paraduma was floating on top of the water. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Imrim, Noitel Umekadish. You're allowed to take these ashes off this kli and put it into other water to Mekadish other water if you want to. Since it's floating on top of the water, you can still use it to Mekadish other water. However, v'chomar mechom say kol shenoga b'mayim. No, once the ish has got in contact with water, a mekadshim bo, you can't use it to mekadish other water. Even if you take it out and dry it out, you cannot use it to mekadish other water. And similar locher is what's going to be zolaf es hamayim. You already like poured the water hamukadoshim, because you had already the water that was already mixed with the ashes. So Zolof Esman, you poured off the water now. V'nimtza kiddush v'lamata, and you find a bunch of ashes on the bottom of the kli. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Imrim, Menagev, you're allowed to let these ashes dry out. Or Mekadish, and you can use it another time to Mekadish other water. Again, V'chom and V'chom argument, say no, V'chom Imrim, kol shenoga b'mayim and Mekadishim boy. As long as these ashes came in contact with water already, so the ashes are possible to be used another time to Mekadish other water. And the Mishnah says the Machlokes both ways, teaches the Chiddush both ways. One's the Chiddush in Chachamim, and one is the Chiddush in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah Gimel. HaMekadesh ba'Shoikes. As you're putting the Afer of the Paraduma into the water that's in the Shoikas, into this throw. Now, V'hatfi v'Seicha. Means there are Kli Cheres, there are earthly Kalim inside it. Now, the atefi means a kli cheres, that its mouth is very narrow. Now, afal pi shepiv tzar koshu, even though the mouth of it, the opening of this bottle, is only small, a koshu, a small amount, still, hamayim shebatoichu mekadoshim, the water inside this kli, inside this little bottle-like, is also has kedusha. Since it's opened a drop, it's called mechuba to the rest of the water in the shekis. And since the ashes went in this water was Mekadosh the water, so now even the water in this mayim, in this kli cheres, also has kedusha, is also Mekadoshim. What's going to be Yemhoyu Svug? Let's say there was a sponge in this water that's Mekabel kedusha and has kedusha of the Eifel of the Parah. So mayim Shabbatech Epsulim, the water that's in the middle of the sponge, that's tapped into the sponge, that's possible for Mechatis. And the Pshat is because it's not called a kli. The mayim inside has to be in a kli. Here it's in a sponge, not in a kli, so it can't receive kedusha's possible kedusha. So ketzad yasa, what should you do now when you want to use this water to make sure no water of the sponge comes out and possible the rest of the water? So yizal, if you should pour off the water out your megillah svug, pour off the rest of the water out of the shoykas until you get down to the level of the sponge. Now noga b'svug, let's say somebody touched the sponge. Even though there's water on top of it, the level is on top of the sponge, but if you went and pressed down on the sponge, so you made some of this water come out and get mixed up with the rest of the mechatis, then the locher is psulim. All the water becomes posel, because there's some water from the svug that got mixed in with the other water, and the water from the svug is not the water from a kli, therefore it's posel a kiddush, it posels the other water. Here, Mishnah Dalit. Nosan yodo, you put your hand, or raglo, your foot, or yala, your rokos, you have the leaves or vegetables that are edible. Now you put these down, kidei shiavru hamayim lechovis. Like the water that's flowing down the mountain, you want it to go into a barrel. So you want to like direct the water to go into the barrels. You put your hand or your foot there, or these grasses there, these leaves, kidei shiavru hamayim lechovis. Halacha is psulim. They're not allowed to use now this water in the barrel for the mechatis. Because since it's a dovra makabo tuma that directed it there, so that passes the water. It has to be something that's not makabo tuma. A person's makabo tuma, so you can't direct the water into the chavis. What's going to be Ali Konim the Ali Egel? Let's say you lose the leaves of reeds or the leaves of nuts that are not edible, so they're not called an Oichel, they're not Makabel Toma. Then Ksherim, if you put that down so the water should flow into the Chavius, that's kosher. This is the general rule. Dover Shu Makabel Toma Apostle. If you direct the water with something that's Makabel Toma, that passes the water. It's not called Heavy Yosnai Day Dover Shu Matira. But the Dover Shayna Makabel Toma, if you direct it with something that's not Makabel Toma, then kosher. Then the water is still fit to be used for the May Chat. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. The Mishnah Hay. Let's say you're emptying out a mayim. Because you made a row from the mayim that should go into the gas. You want the water to go directly from the mayim, from the well, into the gas, into the vat, where you plan to make the mechatis. Samafana means you direct the water as samayim from the well water, techagas, on the tach I gave him. Or else you put a tach I gave him, that's a small bore, a small ditch. Had like a puddle of water. Slocheris psulim lazovim. This water is possible in the gas, in the vat, or in the gavim, it's possible a zav to be toivel there. Because the zav has to be toivel in mayim chayim. And these waters, since they got into a gas into a vat, or into a gavim, some a puddle, it's not called mayim chayim anymore. For la mitzaroyim, a mitzar also can't use this water. A mitzar has to use water for shtei tzipurim, it says, you have to put it al kli cheres al mayim chayim. You have to put the dam into a kli cheres that has mayim chayim. So this water, once the water reached the puddle or the gas, is not called mayim chayim anymore. You can't use it from its aroyim. Or lekadish be mechatis. So you're not allowed to use this water anymore to mekadish mechatis with it. Because also you need mayim chayim. And at the end, the Mishnah ends off mifnei shloin nesmal of a kli and wasn't filled up with a kli. So this last thing is a reason why by a mitzvah will a kiddush mechatis, that even though the water came a teicha gas from a mayin, from the komokom, it was not in the smal of the kli, it's not in the kli right now, because the gas and the gavim is not called the kli, therefore it's not kosher for mitzvah, it's not kosher for kiddush mechatis either. Now that about a zav, why a zav can't be teivul, that's a different halacha. It could only be teivul in mayin chayim itself. And since the water came to a rest already, it's now called Mayim Chayim, so therefore it's possible for Zav to be toivel on this type of a water. Now we're up to Perek Shavi, Mishnalov. Chamisha Shemilu Chomish Chavis. You have five different people, that filled up five different barrels of water. Lekat Shon Chamisha Kedushin. They had in mind each one to make his own Kiddush of the Mechatis. Each one wanted to take his own ashes and put it into his barrel of water. So he fetched the water to use for Kiddush. And then later, v'nimlechu l'kadshan Kiddush Echad, they later decided to put all the five barrels into one big barrel and to put the one-time ashes into once, or else the opposite way. What's going to be l'kadshan Kiddush Echad? L'kadshila, when they went to fetch the water, they fetched the water with the das to put all the water together, to be mekadesh all the water together. The nimlechu, then later they changed their mind, lekadesh and chamisha kedushin. Later they changed their mind to make it five separate kedushin. The lochra is harei kulin ksherim. The ma'is, so all the water is still kosher to be used for mechatis. Because here it's a shadla, did you do malocha in between, you're working with the mayim. Like we had the mishnah before, if you do other work in the middle of working with the mayim, you pass all the water. So Kiddush here is not called, you did other work. Anything you fetched here was all for the purpose of making a Kiddush. There's no other malacha, therefore it's all kosher. But what's going to be though? Yochid Shemilo Chomesh Chovies Lekatshan Chemish Kiddushin. One person went to fetch five different barrels of water, and he wanted to make five different Kiddushin. He wanted to be Mekadesh each one separately. But Nimlach, then he changed his mind, Lekatshan Kiddush Echad. At the end, he changed his mind that all these five barrels, he had dashed to mix them together and make one big kiddush together. So locher is, ein kosher elo achron. The only kli that's kosher is really the last barrel, that's the only one that's kosher. The one you put here. So locher is here, since this one person, he first fetched one barrel of water. Now, before he put the Kiddush, the Afer, in that barrel of water, he went to fetch another barrel. So by fetching another barrel of water, that's called Dida Malacha over the first barrel. Because really the first barrel you had in mind to be Mekadosh that by itself. So really what you should have done is after you fetch the first water, you should have made a Kiddush, put the ashes in it. And since you went rather to make another Milu of Chavis, that's called the Malacha, that passes the first water. Therefore the only barrel that's kosher to you is only the last barrel. That one is still kosher. And then kosher elo achroin, the last barrel. What's going to be though, lekach and kiddush echad, this one person, when he went to fetch these five barrels of water, he had in mind to make one big kiddush out of it. So then it's not called a dida malacha in between, because even though you fetched the first barrel, but you had in mind right now to fetch another barrel to make one big kiddush out of them. Then later, benimlech lekach and chamisha kiddushin, then later he changed your mind to make separate kiddushin, each one separately. So, in kosher el ezesh kiddush rishon, the only one that's kosher is the first one. The first one that you mekadosh, that one, like no other malacha was done. But the rest of them, though, it's considered that malacha was done. Because since at the beginning you had in mind to collect all the five barrels, so you should have went straight to collect all five barrels first. You wanted to make one big kiddush. And then you stopped and you put the apron to the first barrel, so that's like called the malacha is being done between that and the second milui. Therefore, the second milui is puzzled, but the first barrel, that's kosher. What's going to be Omar Liyechel? Somebody says to somebody else, Kaddish Loch Es Elu. So in the case where the person first fetched the five barrels of water, and then he said, Kaddish Loch Es Elu, gave it over to somebody else for a matana, and now like it belongs to that person. So again, in kosher Elorishim, the only one that's kosher is the first one. Because after we made Kiddush on the first barrel, yeah, that's considered a malacha, Nagir to the second, and third, and fourth, and fifth barrel. So the rest of the barrels are possible because the malacha was done. But what's going to be if you tell another person, Kaddish li yiseilu, you don't say that you're giving him the barrels of water. The barrels still belong to you. That you fetched five barrels of water. So far the real kosher. And you tell somebody else now, go be mekaddish them, sarei kulam ksherim, then all of them are kosher. Because since this other person, when he does the malacha, like he puts apron to one, he did not really do malacha with the other ones. It's only like you did a malacha someplace else. So that if you do a malacha someplace else, you can pass the water. That's only if you're the owner of the water. But if you don't own the water like here, the water doesn't belong to you. Like ain't other moisa dover shen shalai, you can't make the water also with a malacha since it doesn't belong to you. So if you did not give over your water to that person, just that you just gave him rishus to make a kiddush. Therefore, Harayeluk Sherim, all of them remain kosher. Mishnah Beis. Hamamala v'yachas yodoi. Let's say you're fetching the water for the Kiddush, to make Kiddush and make Chatas in it. And v'yoysa malacha v'yachas yodoi. With the other hand, you're doing a malacha. Or else, hamamala loy uliyachar. Let's say you're fetching water for yourself and for somebody else also. Yodam achak together. Or else, oy shemilu lishnayim kachas, you're fetching for two different people together. Lochrish name sulim. In this case, both waters are possible, because again, it's called you're doing a malacha while you're doing the milu of this water. When you're being oisik and collecting the water, you can't do anything else. Even to collect for two different people, when you're doing for one, it's called a malacha and you get to the other one. So therefore, both like barrels of water are possible. That the Mishnah says, Sha'am Malachoi Peselas Demiloi Bein Loi Bein Liyachar. If you do Malach, you do other work while you're fetching the water for the Mechatis, it makes up soul, whether it's for you or whether it's for somebody else. And here the Chiddush is, Bein Liyachar means even though the water belongs to somebody else. But since Lamaisi, you're doing a Malach here in the, with the water itself, then you do pass all the water. That we had the Mishnah before, you don't pass all this, we're not doing a Malach directly. But here we're doing a Malach directly. Hey, you would pass the water even though it belongs to somebody else. Mishnah Gimel. Ha-mekadesh v'yachas yodoi v'yoysa malocha v'yachas yodoi. Let's say b'shash you're taking the ashes of the parvin, you're putting it into the water. You do malocha with the other hand. So locha is like this. Im loi posel. If you be mekadesh the water for yourself, the water belongs to you, then posel. The kiddush right now, The Kiddush is possible, because since you did a malacha, you pass all the water. Therefore, the Kiddush is no good. But, v'im layacha kosher, if the kiddush of the water belongs to somebody else, then the water is still kosher. Because by you doing a malacha, you can't pass to somebody else's water, since you're not doing a malacha directly to the water itself. Therefore, if the water belongs to somebody else, and you're like being mekadesh it with one hand, and with the other hand you're doing malacha, you can't pass to the water. Now, ha mekadesh lo yu liyachar, let's say be mekadesh for yourself and for somebody else at the same time. So shaloi posel, your kiddush becomes posel. Because the fact you're doing the kiddush for somebody else is called you're doing a malacha, and that posels your water. But the shalacha kosher, again, for the other one, is kosher. Since you don't own his water, and you're not doing a malacha directly to his water, therefore his water is kosher. Ha mekadesh lishnayim ki yechod, shneim kisherim. Like you be mekadesh to other people's water that doesn't belong to you. Send lochrish name cherim, both are kiddush, because when you worsik in one, so that melacha can't pass on the other ones, because you don't own the other ones, you don't own either of them. So therefore, what you're doing is making a kiddush, and therefore both waters are cherim. There's no psul of doing a melacha since you do not own the water. Here, Mishnah Dalit. Kaddish li the kaddish loch. You have two people, each one filled up, let's say, his own barrel of water. And now Reuben tells Shimon, you be mekadesh my barrel, and I'll be mekadesh your barrel. So locher is harish and kosher. The barrel that received this kiddush first, that one is still kosher, but the second one is posel, because the b'shas, the first one, was being oisik to be mekadesh his friend's barrel. He posels his own barrel because he's doing a malacha before he was mekadesh his own barrel. So that malacha makes his barrel posel, so only the first one that received this kiddush, only the first barrel was kosher. What's going to be if Reuben says to Shimon, Malaliva, Malaloch, you fetch water for me and I'll fetch water for you? So Acher and kosher, if the opposite, the last one is kosher. Meaning the first water that was fetched, that one becomes posel. Because after somebody fetched water for you, now you go to fetch water for him. So you're like doing your malacha after you have your water already, and you're the owner, so you could parcel your water. Therefore, your water becomes parcel, and therefore only the second one is kosher. What's going to be kaddish leave amaluloch? You be the kaddish mine, and then I'll fill up water for you. Then shneim ksherim, because first you made a kiddush. After you mekaddish your water, you put the afer in, then it can't become parcel anymore. And then you first go to fetch water for your chavra, that's kosher. Malali, fetch for me, the kaddish mine, I'll be the kaddish your water. In this case, Shneim Sum, they're both no good. In other words, Reuven had a barrel of water filled already. Now Shimon tells Reuven, Reuven, you go fill up water for me, and then I'll be Mekadesh yours. The loch here is, both of them become posel. Reuven's water becomes posel, because before he made his own Kiddush, he went to fill up a barrel of water for Shimon, so he did Melocha, apostles his. And Shimon is also posel, because he went to be Mekadesh his friend's water before he's Mekadesh his own. So if he had already his own water fetched for him, now he goes to be mekadesh of somebody else's water. It's clearly like the owner is doing a malacha that would parcel the water. So in this case, both of them are parcel. Noisen eshaloi liachurub. Let's say you're carrying your water on the back. The shachatas of fun. Let's say you're carrying two barrels of water. One is for your own purpose that you fetched first, and then you also fetch a second barrel of water for the mechatis. And that you're carrying in front of you. So, like you have, say you have a stick, that you have these two barrels on each side of it. So, if you put the barrel that you collected the water for the mechatis in the back of you, then puzzle. Because you can't watch it that way. The mitzvah, you have to watch the mechatis. So, if you can't watch in the back of you, it's puzzle. What's going to be, you have two barrels of water collected for chatis. So noisen echad the fun of the echad achav kosher. Here, since you can't do any other way, here it's mutter. Here you're allowed to use it. Like the Mishnah and Zohar, if neishi yevshe, since it's not possible to do it any other way, therefore it's kosher. Mash, but that they were afraid maybe it became posel, because the shimur is not really psul deraisa, it's only psul derabbanim. Therefore, mocking with the yevshe a little bit more mekul. Mishnah Vov, ha'moylech es hachevel biyodoy. Means the case where you borrowed some string to use to fetch the water, and after you fetch the water, now you want to return the chevel, you want to return the string to its owner. So the darker, if it's the same way that you have to go anyway, then kosher. It's not called you did an extra malacha after you fetched the water. But for Shler Ladak, let's say it's out of your way to return the string right now, then puzzle, then the Meister it's puzzle. Because called you did a malacha after you fetched the water before you made a Kiddush. Zeholach liYavne Shalosh Mu'ad. This Shaila came to Yavne for 3 Yom Tovim. Of a Moed Shlisha and the 3rd Yom Tif, Echshiviru Loi, Harosho, they passed that it was mutter, that water was mutter with a special Harosho. Is even in the case where the owner, where the person walked, Shaloi Kedaka to return the string. Spice says it was Shasha Kosha then. They had no other water to be used for the Mechatis. So after the 3rd Yom Tif there, their Matrid said, you're allowed to use that water. Now, Mishnah is, no, it was Shasha Tchat. So if the soul is only with Rabban, it'll be good. There were more Mekel. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Hanechanein Esachevel Al Yod Al Yad. That means after you use the string to fetch the water, now when you pick up the pitcher of water, you like wrap the string around your hand little by little. So that's kosher. It's not called you did a malacha if I in between fetching the water or even during fetching the water. So that's normal to do, to wrap it around your hand as you bring it up. But the Yemchinenu Bachrein, let's say first you pulled up all the string. And after you pulled it up, then later you start to wrap it around the hand. That's possible, because that's called you're doing a malacha now, that makes it so. Omer Rav Yosef Yossi says, Lezeh Hechshiru Harosho. This was the case that would happen in the Mishnah before, like when they asked the Shaila and they answered back in the 3rd Yom Tov, that B'Shas HaTchak, they were make to say that even though the person, after he fetched the water, he took the string and wrapped it around his hands, that's not considered a malacha to pass all the water. But it's only her Roy Shaw, but Mika Radin, you should not do this, it would pass all the water. Mishneches, Hamatzniya es hachovies shleti shover. That means after you finish fetching the water and putting the water into the shaykes, now you went and took the barrel and hit it. You went to put it away, it should not be stolen. Or it shouldn't be broken. Or else I shakafu al piya amanatla nagva, or else you turn the barrel upside down in order that it should dry out. So it depends. Lamalo is bo kosher. The reason why you put this aside is because you plan to fetch more water. So then it'd be kosher. It's not called the malacha, it's called tzarech, the kiddush of this water. But lohilach bo es a kiddush, possible. But let's say the reason why you want to save this barrel and make it dry out is that later, after you make the kiddush, you plan to carry it in this barrel, then it'll be possible. That's called the malacha, because you're not doing it at tzarech the kiddush, but only after the kiddush. Therefore, since you did a malacha after you fetch the water, that would possel the water. Hamefaneh harosim mitoch hashoikis. Let's say in the shoikis, that's just the row, that you put the water of the mayim chayim. There were a lot of, let's say, other small earthly kalim there, and you want to clean it out now. Bishvil shetachzik mayim harbik sherim. See if the purpose where you want to clean it out is that in order to put a lot of water in here, that's called the tzarech. This water, it's not called the malach, will be mutter. But v'yim bishvil shlayiyo ma'akvinoisoi v'shor shu zoylef esamayim. But if the pshat is that later on, after you're going to put the ashes into the water, after you're going to make kiddush, then later you want to sprinkle this water, it's going to be hard to sprinkle it later when you have the kli cherises in there now, in there. So therefore you want to take out these small earthly pitchers now in order to be easier later, then posel, that will be called posel, like you're doing a malacha now, not the tzarech of the kiddush, but for tzarech what's going to happen after you are mekadosh the water. So that's called the malacha that would posel the water. Mishneh Tes. Mi sheho yemeim aval kseifoi. A person that already fetched the water mayim chayim, and he plans to use it now to make kiddush of the mechatis, and he's carrying the water now on his shoulders. For her ro, while he's carrying it, somebody asks him a shaila about tumavatayra or dinamomnis, something that does not have to do with mechatis. Or else, the hero liachermas derech, somebody asks him for directions, how to go someplace, and you show them how to go. Or else, for horag nochesh viakrav, you killed a snake or a scorpion. Or else, for notal oichlin latsniyam, you took some food and you wanted to hide them. So, not for the purpose of the mechatis. So in all these cases, possible. Said you did a malacha now, you did some work now. A chiddush, even just for dibur, just for passing the shalom, that's also called you did a malacha and that passes the water. What's going to be the oichlon li'ochlon? Let's say you took this water, then the food, to eat it, In other words, to have koyach, in order to be able to carry the water, then kosher. Because it's called, you're eating now, the tzarech, to be able to carry the water. Or else, hanokosh v'yakrav shoyimak v'noisai. Let's say the snake was stopping you from going, or was around you, you couldn't walk with the mechatis with it on you. So that's why you took it off, then the locher is kosher. Because it's not called did a malacha, it's called you're doing something that's tzarech, the water itself. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda B'Yehuda says like this, Zeklal, this is the klal, called Dover Shehu Mishum Malacha. Anytime you're doing work, Bein Omad, Bein Layomad Posel, whether you have to stop, or whether you don't have to stop to do the Malacha, like let's say, so, Pasen Nishaylo, Amayis Apostle, you pass the water. The Malacha passes the Mayim. But the Dover Shehu Mishum Malacha, let's say something that you're doing that's not really called the Malacha, so then Omad Posel, if you stop, if it takes time, then you'll be, then it's possible. So here it means, Dover Shehu Mishum Malacha means, here it means, going Hayro. If you're passing the Shaila, that you're not really doing a Malacha over here, passing the Shaila, was a Shaila. Like, why if you're passing, there's a possible. Now it's saying in a case like this, let's say that Dover Shehu Mishum Malacha, it's not really you're doing work, you're just passing the Shaila. Now it depends, Omar, if you have to stop. So the Pshat is now, the Mephoshim says, like a Hesach Hadas. Since you have to stop and think about the psak, so you must see taking your mind off watching the water, therefore the water is possible. But the loyomad, you don't have to wait, you don't have to stop, you keep on walking, so that's not really considered a hestachadas, and then kosher. Then lemaisa, the water is still kosher for meichatis. Mishnah Yud. Ha moisa meimav letome psulim. If you give over your water to the person that's tome, he should watch it. So the locher is psulim. It's no good, the water is possible. If the water is reshus, a person that's tamei, we have to be afraid maybe he himself touched it. The la torah, shem, give it over to the person that's tor, that's okay, then the water is still kosher. Rabbi Elazar says, af letomek shem, even though you give the water over to the person that's tamei, still the water is kosher. Why? Im lo yosu ha-bayla melocha, if you know the bayla did not do melocha, like you could trust the bayla, even though it's an amaret, like we had before, by the mechatas, everybody's very makbid. Therefore, blessed Shem Tzvi, you can even trust the Namoritz when it comes to these halachas of Mayim Lechatis. So therefore, as long as he says he did not do a malacha, the water is still kosher. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Shnayim Shoyim Amalim Lechatis. Two people were fetching water in a chavis, in two different barrels, for the Mechatis. Ve'egbiyu ze al ze. Means each one helped the other one pick up his barrel on top of his shoulders. Let's say one of them has a thorn in his toe, so one helped the other one take out his thorn, take out the splinter while they're carrying the mechatis. So it depends. If they both plan to put both barrels of water into one choika, like do it together, then kosher. Because whatever one did to the other, it's all helping along in the same kiddush, therefore it's a tzarech ha-kiddush, the tzarech the water, it's not called a dita malacha, it's kosher. But the Shnei Kiddush, let's say each one of them plans to make his own Kiddush, then posel. Because when you go and help your friend to put up his barrel, that barrel has nothing to do with your Kiddush of your water. So it's called, you did a malacha after you fetched your water, before you made a Kiddush to it. And the same thing your friend also. So therefore both barrels will remain posel. Rabbi Yossi says, Ask the Shnei Kiddush and kosher. Even though it's two separate barrels, still will be kosher. And his new benem, if they made a condition between the two of them. And the pshat is that they both made up between them, like, he won't be able to carry his unless you help me. So, since they made this condition in the beginning, it's like, each one cannot do his milu unless the other one helps him. So they're helping one another, that's the purpose of your own milu, of your own filling up the water. So therefore, considered, you did not do another malacha, but rather only worked upon filling up your own, a pitcher of water. Mishnah Yudayis. Ha Puritz Almanas Ligdor Kosher. This is somebody knocks down the fence. Like when you're carrying the water of the Mayim Chayim and you want to carry it home to put it into the Shoikis, there's a fence there stopping you from walking. So you knock down the fence now, even though you have conditions Almanas to build it back again, but still kosher right now, because the breaking of it was called the Tzarech of the Kiddush. The Imgoda, let's say you stayed there though and you build it back again, then possible, that's called the Malacha, not the Tzarech HaKiddush, that passes the water. Let's say while you're carrying the water, you go down to eat by your friend, he gives you some dates, but you did Amanas that you'll work later on his tree. you'll be nixar, you cut down more figs for him later. So lachra is kosher. Like, you're not cutting it down now. Right now, you're only eating the figs. But since you're eating it right now to give you koyach to be able to carry it better, it's not called the malacha. That's not matzorach hamayim. Therefore, it's okay. But v'im cut. So let's say you waited and you try to cut down the other figs. You did a malacha. Then possible that would pass this water. For your oicha, let's say you were eating the hoiser and you have leftover food. So you had leftover some figs. The zorach mashabiyah. You threw away what was in your hand. The tachas satein, the leftover, you threw it underneath the fig tree again. Or else, ala teicha muksa, to a special place, b'shvil shelo yovar, in order that it should not be lost, the leftover food. So you put it, let's say, in a place, a special place, where it should dry out. Then the lochar is posel amayim. The water becomes posel. Since you are matzniyah this oichol, in order that it should not be lost, that's called the malacha. That's not called the sar of the water. Therefore, just putting away this food, almanas to save it, that's also called the malacha, that would parcel the water.
Here up to Perek Shemini. Shnayim shoyishomer mesashaykes. Two people were watching the shaykes. That's to stow again this water that was already fetched from the Mayim Chaim. And you're storing it now until you put the ashes of the mechates into it. Now, nitmuechem, and let's say one of the shomer became tamei. So ksherim, still the water is kosher, because you have a kosher shomer still watching it. If Neishem Rishusha Shoshani, because the second one that's kosher is still watching it. What's going to be now Tor? The one that was Tomei went to the Nikveh became Tor. And now the Nitma Shani, now the second one became Tomei. So again, Ksherim. If Neishem Rishusha Shoshani, because the first one is still Tor, that became Tor already, is also watching it. What's going to be Nitmu Shani? Let's say both of them became Tomei, Kachas, both together. And Echnami, then the Locher is Tzulim, it's possible. What's going to be Osa Achasmi and Malocho? Let's say one of these two Sherim do Malacha now. Sherim, still the Mayim is kosher. Mivnei Shem Bishusha Shoshani, because when one goes to do Malacha, the Yikha Sherim now is the second one, so he's watching it, therefore it's still kosher. What's going to be Omad V'yosar Hasheni Malacha? Let's say the second one gets up and do Malacha now, after the first one came back. Sherim, again, still the water is kosher. Mivnei Shem Bishusha Shoshani, what's the Bishusha, the first one? Also, Shneim Kiyechot, let's say both of them do Malacha together, both Shemim, and Echnami then Tzulim, then the Mayim became Pasul, since it's in their Rishus to watch it, and they both did Malacha, then Malacha Pasul's the Mayim.
Mishneh Beis, HaMekadesh Mechatis, if somebody went to put the Eifer of the Paradum into the water, so Malacha is Lo Yino Esa Sandal, he should not wear shoes, Bishasis, be Mekadesh, the water, he should do it barefoot. Because you have to be careful, maybe some of the water will fall upon your shoes. And then the locher is nitmo, then the shoes, the kli, would become tamei, and then vitamo'u, then the kli would be metama the person himself. Like this, the water itself is not metama the person, the water is only metama kli. But once the water is metama the kli, then the sandal will go be metama the yodam. So the Mishnah says, like, harehu oimer. Meaning to say, the person, the Yodam, says to his shoe, Metamecho loitemuni. What metame you cannot be metame me. Means this mashke, the water of the mechatis, if it comes upon the person, it's not metame the person. But if it goes upon you, the shoe, you become tame. And then the yate timasoni, and then you are metame me. Like, even though it doesn't make sense, but that's the locha. The pshat is the mashke now the locha to be metame kalim, negate mechatis. And therefore that kli is metam and odim is also not fit for the mechatis. A similar, Mishnah say now, similar cases like this. What's going to be noflu mashkin al basaroi? Let's say the mashkin falls upon the basar of the person. Tor, who remains tor. Noflu aksusi. Let's say the mashkin falls upon his clothing. Nitmas. The clothing become tome. Again, vitamusu. And the clothing now is metam of the person. So again, Arayu Waimri says also, metam mecha leitamuni. The person says, light to the kalim. What's metame you, the mashkin, is not metame me. But the art to you, the kelim, to my son, you could be metame me.
Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Hasar for somebody that's burning the paraduma. Uforum is also burning other parum hanasrofim. Or else for a mashalech, a sasoyer, somebody's on Yom Kippur sending away the sora mashalech, metame begodim. These people are all on metame the begodim. With, poro uporim. Usar ha-mishtalech, atzmon ein metame begodim. They themselves, though, are not metame begodim. Meaning if somebody just touches the paraduma, somebody just touches the soy ha-mishtalech,
but somebody just touches these Purim and Asrafin, they did not become Tamei. Just the person that's being Isaac and burning it, or in taking them out, they become Tamei. So it comes out, Harezuemi, you say also, that Mitamecho le Temuni, like the Begit says to the Yodim, what's Mitame you, the Purim and the Purim, is not Mitame me, but the Yad the Tematani, but you the clothing, you're Mitame me, you're Mitame the person. Alright, we'll stop here and continue on the next tape.